Kempire is brought to you by
New York City. We are coming back for an all-new show for Pride Month. June 21st, we will be back at the Green Room 42 for all hot topics, reality television, and so much more. Join us for the Kempire After Dark tour. And if you are in Boston, we'll be there on May 30th. On July 11th, we'll be in Nashville. July 12th, we'll be back in Atlanta. And then we'll be in Seattle on August 30th. For more information on the Kempire After Dark tour, be sure to check out the description of the episode. And I can't wait to meet each and every one of you. We have a lot of things to get into.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
We're going to move on from there because we still have a lot to talk about and unpack when it comes to this Shannon Sharpe and Amanda Seales interview. Did you guys watch it? It's over 3 hours, but Shannon and his team have released like portions of it. And I originally watched just the Issa Rae portion of it, but then I watched the full 3 hours. Okay. And I will say this. I know a lot of people are being very critical of Shannon Sharpe and his inability necessarily to handle these types of conversations, understandably. However, I'm glad that Amanda had his platform to speak her truth. Because Amanda Seales has been in the news over the last few weeks specifically because she keeps saying that she doesn't feel like she's welcomed in Black spaces. Oh, she said something in this interview that I want to mention to you guys. I want to reiterate it. Oh, she says, all of these Black media spaces that took her back in, all of these Black media spaces that have just been, excoriated me for weeks. I look at them and say, you are simply Black by name because you are white by commerce. Oh, I was like, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. But I did want to pick out certain clips that I wanted to talk about because everyone's going to focus on, you know, them talking about the sports. You saw when they were talking about the sports conversation. I was like, I watched that clip a couple of times. I was like, this is so not KNN. This is why I don't watch the sports. All right. But I will say, because I know a lot of people are like a 3-hour interview. Well, I will give Amanda credit. She is very engaging. She's very engaging. It was a very interesting interview that spanned all of what she's gone through in her career. They also talk about that Black Emmys party and what went down there. For those that have seen her explanation of what went down there, it's not necessarily something new, but this is the very first time that she's opening up about Issa Rae and Issa Rae's lack of involvement and really stepping in. She blames Issa Rae's publicist, all right? Vanessa Anderson. I have a picture here too. Hold on. Let me pull it over because I brought receipts. Okay. All right. So this is Issa Rae's publicist that she accuses of not liking her and being the reason that she had issues at this Black Emmys party that happened a couple of years ago at this point. All right. So Vanessa Anderson is the owner and senior account executive at AMPR Group. So before launching her entertainment public relations company in 2010, Vanessa worked in both fashion and music public relations. Over the years, Vanessa has worked closely with a wide range of clients like Issa Rae, Marsai Martin, the City of Los Angeles via the Destination Crenshaw Project, Tika Sumpter, Karrueche Tran, Mustard, and Ella May, and Amazon Studios, where she and her staff work on their original programming TV series slate and specials such as Homecoming and Rihanna's Savage Fenty Fashion Show. All right, I just want to take a couple of clips at this because Amanda explains why she has never really talked about Issa Rae publicly and her not feeling protected by Issa Rae. All right, so let me just play a couple of clips for you guys. All right, hold on.
That ain't my business. Y'all need to handle that. Now she wants you to talk to her.
You're good at math. You good at math, Sharpe. Shannon Sharpe.
I'm just saying because you like...
You can't spell Sharpton without Sharp now.
Man, so, okay, you have...
So I take the call.
You should say, I want to meet face to face. I want to look a woman. I like to look a person
in the eye. My feelings were hurt. I just got assaulted in a party for black people in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And I've been in Hollywood longer than majority of the people in this fucking party.
Right.
My feelings are hurt.
Okay, you take the call. Ring. Hello?
Hi, Amanda. This is Vanessa. I just want you to know that, so none of this has anything to do with Issa. That's the first thing she says. None of this has anything to do with Issa. So I just want you to know that. But I do want you to understand that it was me who kicked you out the party. Okay. So I just want you to know that the reason I kicked you out the party is because I don't like you. Okay. Well, that's all I need to know. There's nothing else for us to talk about. And I hang up. She calls me back immediately. Why'd you hang up? I said, because there's nothing else for us to talk about. She says, don't you want to know why I don't like you?
No, not actually. Actually, I don't.
No, I don't. Because it's none of my business. I've never done anything to you. And for you to put me in harm's way off of literally nothing means that I don't need to talk to you about why you don't like me. You need to talk to your therapist about why you don't like me. And I hung up the phone.
She called back?
No, she called around. She starts a smear campaign.
Oh. So this whole time, your boss, and I don't do the gossip thing. So have you ever had a conversation with Issa about this situation, about her publicist?
You're saying since this situation?
At any point.
Well, I had that one time where I said to you.
Yeah, and she said, well, that y'all need to work that out. That ain't got nothing to do with me.
So now after this conversation with the publicist, and I get off the phone, I start getting word that she is going around to the different publications and different people because it starts coming back to me. Mm-hmm. And she's going around saying that I was in danger of getting fired from Insecure, which honestly, I don't even know if that was true or not, but that had never been brought to my attention. She starts going around saying that I got in a fight at the party. She starts going around saying that I peed on the floor. At the party.
What are you?
Pause. I don't remember that being a story. Okay.
Honey, I gotta move it to the side. Yeah. Like, what are we talking about?
So let me ask you this.
So, well, I'm gonna answer your question.
Okay.
So, Issa then calls me again and says, hey, I just wanna know if this is gonna be a problem on set. Cause now this is going on for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And this. Going viral, earlier in the conversation, you were like, why do you care if people who don't know you, mm-hmm. like, are saying mean things about you? And it's like, I wish I had that. And I'm at a point in my life where I'm there. No. But it's really f***ed up when the pylon happens and it has nothing to do with reality. Like, I don't even mind a pylon if it's something I really did.
Right.
This situation, I'm like, how am I the villain in this situation? Well, you shouldn't have gone to her party because it was her party. Well, it's not just her party. There's several people at the party. It's not like I crashed her baby shower.
Right.
But also, I'm looking at Issa because it's like, this is your responsibility. We are both your employees. Mm-hmm. And this is a part of leadership. This is the important part of leadership. And that's what makes leadership so annoying, is you got to manage people.
Yes, you do.
And personalities. And it's a very difficult task. But it is par for the course.
Yes, but that's why you got the 100 million or whatever you got is to manage your employees.
So I said, you know, listen, I am not saying that it's going to be a problem on set, but I do think it is a problem that you don't feel that you need to step in. And she was like, well, then we just have a difference in opinion. Like, this is between y'all. This is between y'all.
Well, if it was between us, why'd you intervene and say that she wanted to call her, I needed to talk to her, if you felt it was just between us? Because you interjected yourself into that. If it's between two people, I shouldn't have interference from someone else to say we need to get together. The two people, either she reaches out to me or I reach out to her. I don't need you to intervene. But you felt the need to intervene in that, but now you don't feel the intervention to go any further. Oh.
Look, I can't go through every single detail, but I want to give you a little context. So they're talking about this Black Emmy party. She does talk about what transpired leading up to. She was invited to this party by Jesse Williams, I believe she says. And when she gets there, they're like, yeah, you can't come in. But then people that know her, including someone I know, Joey Harris, who works with Janet Jackson, was just like, girl, of course you can come in. No, no, no. So they're all trying to have her come in because Amanda says that she's just like, fine, I'm not coming. Like, I'm not going to be anywhere where I'm not wanted. But her friends are seeing her like, no, girl, of course you wanted here. Come on in. Only for her to get, as she said, assaulted by a person there at this event. And it's clear that Issa Rae's publicist has an issue with her. We never get to the bottom of what the issue is. All right. We never get to the bottom of it. But this is the first time that she's telling this story and pointing out Issa's role or lack thereof of not, because she is the employer both at the time of Amanda Seales and this publicist. All right. Let me just point out some of the things that you guys are saying in the comments that I was able to catch. Mrs. WMS says some people are just committed to not understanding and not liking her. Unfortunate. And that's the thing. Like, I don't think you have to agree with everything that someone says to, you know, to like them or appreciate them, to respect them. Do you guys 100% of the time agree with me? No, which is fine. All right. And I think, I don't know where this misunderstanding of Amanda Seales has happened over the years. Maybe you have not agreed with everything that she says. I don't agree with everything that anyone says. All right. But there are a large community. I think people base their opinions on who people think they are off of maybe just Twitter or what someone is saying on social media. When Amanda does have a lot of people that support her, she would not be around. She would not have a name. She would not be a headline if she did not have people that do value what she says. And if you watch this interview alone, if you didn't know and you haven't seen any of her work before, the woman is highly intelligent, highly intelligent. And I do believe she has great intentions for our community as the Black community, as women. Well, I'm not a woman, but you know what I'm saying, for the female community as well. Tay says, autism looks different for everyone who has it, thence it being a spectrum, because she does open up about being diagnosed with being on the spectrum of autism. All right. NM says, yeah, there was definitely a story that she beat on the floor and was disruptive. I don't see, like, I don't know Amanda like that. I just don't see her doing that. And look, we also report on the grittiness and the nastiness of the PR game of how people, celebrities, use their PR folks to counteract or to ruin people's careers. I'm not saying that's what's happening with Amanda and Vanessa, but we have seen other people do that. All right. Stefan says, Kempire, please talk about the Flow Rushi part two. I mean, the Flow Rushi part is so long. I've talked about it before in regards to it. For those that don't know, Amanda did come in for a period of time for Flow Rushi's tour. When Flow Rushi broke up, Amanda came in and she had she toured with Marsha Ambrosius, okay, who I've interviewed before as a part of Kempire Radio. And first of all, Amanda does an amazing, Marsha Ambrosius accent. Yes, Marsha Ambrosius has an English accent, but the way she does it, I'm like, that sounds like Marsha. But she talks about how Marsha was on the tour and how she didn't feel supported by Marsha. She talks about how they were supposed to move on as Flow Rushi and another name. And apparently that never happened because she sent a MySpace request. This is how long ago this was. A MySpace friend request that was never accepted, and that era never moved forward. Clearly, because Marsha wanted to go on to be a solo artist, and she has gone on to become a solo artist, and Flow Rushi has ended. Okay, but Amanda has told the story before in regards to that tour. She had to win the audience over night after night because it was never officially announced to the audience that Flow Rushi had broken up and Amanda Seales is coming in to fill that space. And then the other half of Flow Rushi was on Wendy Williams' show. Damn. How you doing? Don't ever say I don't have a good memory. This is 3 hours of content. All right. Went on the Wendy Williams show talking about that's not Flow Rushi. I don't know who Amanda Seales. I'm paraphrasing. That's not exactly how she said it. But basically, to like, what the hell is that? So in this interview, Amanda talks about, first of all, she confronted Marsha for trying to eliminate her song in this tour set. So she confronts her then, only for them to be at the same time listening to the other half of Flowetry onto Wendy Williams.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.
Show bashing it, but no one ever went to the audience to clear things up, which made this tour contentious for Amanda. And Amanda was just like, I want to quit. But she said she's had some angels along the way that really supported her. And like, girl, you can't quit. So she ended up completing the tour, but they didn't end up doing anything as a group, her and Marsha again. She says she saw Marsha not too long ago in Vegas, was it? And Marsha tried to give her a hug. And look, we can all learn a thing or two, because this happened to me in Vegas. I just realized it was in Vegas too. Not to hug people that aren't 100% genuine to you. Because there will be a lot of people, especially people in this business, that want to hug you, even though they're talking all kinds of stuff and trying to ruin your name to people in the business. That part. So she says she saw Marsha recently. Marsha tried to give her a hug, and she was just like, no, I'm good. And it takes a lot. It takes a level of understanding and respect of yourself not to fall for that. It was an Usher concert. Thank you, Samira. So it may have not been in Vegas, but it was the Usher concert. Maybe that's why I thought of Vegas, because Usher. But Usher's on tour right now. All right? She talked about seeing her. She said she also saw someone that was at that Black Emmys party. It wasn't anyone in the Insecure world. It was more like PR agents and stuff like that. And she said she recently saw someone who tried to give her a hug and that was watching all of that unfold. And she was just like, mm. Like, mm. Philly John, you a mess. K-Baby says that Marsha Ambrosius basically sabotaged the new group to go solo. Yeah. Yeah. And do interviews with me. All right. So that is the Flowetry part that you wanted me to talk about. I didn't plan to talk about it, but here we are. All right, Stefan. All right. Dante says, Amanda does a lot of great work. Not everyone will appreciate you, but she has support. She has support. Dr. Payne says, there is a wide range of autism. Thank you for the super chat, Dr. Payne. There is a wide range of autism. I have you have two children with autism. So I feel empathy for her. However, having a condition does not mean you're exempt from character issues. People are people. You can be a nice person or bad. Yeah. I don't know if she was using that as an excuse for some of that. I think she wanted to speak on it because I think this was the first time that she even spoke on it. But it also explains a lot because, folks with that are on the spectrum learn differently. They see the world differently. And for those that don't know of that or that diagnosis, probably now that they do, they're like, oh, so that kind of makes some sense. All right. But we're not done. So in this interview with Shannon Sharp and Shannon Sharp and Amanda Seales, they talk about Issa Rae. So as I just backtracking to the whole Emmys party and her talking with this publicist by the name of Vanessa Anderson. Okay. So let me show you another clip.
Perpetuated.
Yes, I don't belong in these places. And what ended up happening 2 days later is that I got a call from Issa. And she called me and said, hey, I heard what happened this weekend. I just want you to know I have nothing to do with it. Would you be willing to talk to Vanessa?
No, I tried to talk to Vanessa at the party. She 2 days too late.
So I've never talked about this publicly. because it has always been incredibly important to me to protect Issa. Because I know that Issa is doing something within this business that so few people get to do. Mm-hmm. And it's not something I desire to do. Like, I'm not interested in getting a $100 million production deal. Like, that's not a life that I want for myself. But I know that her role is very important. And so I've always protected Issa. However, there's just been enough instances at this point where I should have been protected by Issa and I wasn't. And one of my biggest problems that we have discussed several times in this interview is that I think people are going to show up for me the way I show up for them. Mm-hmm. And now it's at a point where my protecting of Issa has become turned on to me and something that people are using against me. There's a whole narrative that is completely false that people keep spinning. They keep saying, you know, that I'm this mean girl on this set, that I harmed these people on this set. I just want to point out something very basic. How can I be a mean girl on a set that ain't my set? How? It's your show. You are...
Pause. I mean, I'm going to say this because, you know, I twerk on the fence. It's possible. Look, there are stories of people that have been mean girls or had bad behavior on sets that they're not the boss of. But I just want to point that out. It's possible. I'm not saying that Amanda has been. I don't think so. Based off of what we've seen of Amanda, I don't think so. But I'm not saying it's impossible either.
Boss. I don't even have the capacity to be the mean girl here.
Right.
Because you can fire me. So there's no way for me to be a mean girl in this situation. And I know some people that may buck up against like the confirmation bias that they've created, but it simply is the truth. You know, when I got to that show, I had a show on Issa's website on YouTube. I had my show Get Your Life. And when it came out on her YouTube, unfortunately, the press picked it up as Issa Rae's new show.
Right.
But she didn't do anything except put it on her site. Like, right. I put all my money into it. I wrote it. I starred in it, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so I said, hey, you know, would you mind, you know, tweeting to correct this? And she just wouldn't. She wouldn't promote any of the shows, you know, and I just felt like that was unfortunate, but it didn't change my view of her character. Like, it just let me know, like, okay, this is how she do business. But in that time, her publicist was interacting with me and was from just day one, just so acerbic, like just vitriolic for no reason, to the point where Issa's business manager had to say to the publicist, like, can you please try and be kinder to Amanda? She's like a talent on our channel.
Do you? And you have no reason why she would treat you, behave.
So, Issa says, would you talk to Vanessa?
No.
I said, sure. You know why?
Why?
Who's my boss? Who's my boss in this situation?
Well, Issa is the boss.
And where do I have to go back to work?
Insecure.
So what's the game you talked about?
You had to play the game. But hold on.
She had to play the game. She had to play the game. And look, there are a lot of people in this business playing the game. There are a lot of people in the corporate world that are playing the game. And I think along this journey, Amanda has decided, I'm no longer going to play this game. And this is the very first time we've even heard Amanda say this about Issa Rae and Issa Rae's role in the Black Emmy party and what happened there, or the lack of feeling supported by her employer. We have to keep in mind, Issa Rae is a talent, but she's also the employer in this situation. I want to highlight a tweet. I don't know if I sent this to myself, so I'm just going to read it from here. And this is coming from It's Micah B on Twitter. And I thought this was poignant because I think a lot of people are conflicted because a lot of people love Issa Rae. Issa Rae once said on the red carpet, I'm rooting for everyone Black. You can still love Issa Rae and question behavior, question moves and motives, okay? So, as Micah B on Twitter says, Issa D was extremely likable, but also had faults and didn't always treat people the best. It's very possible that Issa Rae can root for everyone Black, but also not always treat everyone who's Black in the best way possible. Nobody is perfect, and invalidating Amanda Seale's lived experience just because everyone loves Issa and what she's done for the culture is harmful. People that we like and love are fully capable of harming others. Okay? So I thought that was pretty poignant and really summed up, I think, what a lot of people are feeling, because I think people love Issa because of what Issa has done for her career. She came from YouTube and created what she's created, and she's and doesn't mean that she's a bad person, but some people aren't used to being the boss and aren't used to knowing how to handle these types of situations, being the boss. And it looked like Issa was like, I'm not involved. I don't want to be involved. Unfortunately, these are two employees having an issue, and you have to be involved. Here come the HR. See, everything happens for a reason. My perspective probably would be different if I didn't have this corporate America, human resources, dealing with people, managing people experience. Everything leads you to where you are. Okay, so if you are at the job and you're like, oh my God, I need to quit this damn job. No, it's preparing you for your next chapter, okay? Because I can't tell you the amount of times I've had to bring in HR when we talk about these stories. Because in entertainment, they need a better HR department. Do I understand Issa Rae not wanting to be involved? I do. But Issa, you know the best way probably to handle that was to have someone, I don't know if they had an HR department, probably Max's HR department at the time, HBO's HR department. But in some shape or form, you had to come in and step in and be a leader and put a kibosh on what was happening. I still want to know what exactly the gripe was between the publicist and her gripe with Amanda Seales. Is Amanda telling us the 100% situation? I don't know, because Amanda never got that information. But Amanda said, your issue with me is not my problem. It's not my problem. So I wonder what it was. What was it? O Street, girl. Or I don't know. O Street, they, I don't even know. O Street says HR is there to protect the employer, not the employee. I can confirm. And I had to learn that in corporate America. All right. But I was like that wrench in there, though. I was like, oh, I'm going to go to HR. Well, are you sure you want to go to that particular, you know? Look, I was that person saying, like, well, if you don't want them to go give your director a heads up, allegedly. But I wanted to highlight different parts of this Shannon Sharp and Amanda Seales conversation, because there are a lot of things we could talk about. And I know there will be a lot of reviews and hot topics that are covered from this story. But, you know, I like to cover the stuff that a lot of people aren't talking about. So I want to talk about when she talked about psychics. Come on, wait. I got to play the clip. Let me play this clip for you guys, because I thought this was brilliant.
How can you not believe in psychics and believe in God?
No psychic.
What do you, wait, let's take
nah, a moment. We're not, no, 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 no.
Let's take have a moment. Let's take a moment.
Yes.
If you believe in God, mm-hmm. then you believe in a spiritual power that is greater than all of us.
Mm-hmm.
You also believe that there are people who are able to access that in ways that others cannot. Do you not? That's what our pastors do. That's what people who are Catholics believe priests are doing. Mm. And for all intents and purposes, when we pray, we are attempting to contact that power. We are attempting to just let me finish. We are attempting to tap in to that power, to tap into that energy and bring it to us as we are continuing to bring it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we vilify the idea of psychics or witches, et cetera, a lot of times what's mixed into that is shit that ain't got nothing to do with actual connection to spirit.
Okay.
There are people who are operating in dark spaces and dark places, but there are people who are tapped in that just have different names.
Yeah.
And so the idea of a psychic, like, I'm not calling him a psychic.
A medium
or somebody who is literally just more connected. I am very connected to, like, I'm empathic. I can feel. I'm very connected to just nature, to the vibration of things, because I want to be, but also because I'm an artist, right? Like, I can make something from nothing. Like, there's something that is really unique in that ability to do so. So when I'm talking about someone who is able to read you, it's not like it's not that they're dealing with dark magic. It's that they are able to see. They're prophets. So it's just language.
Okay.
But as long as it's done in love, it's all coming from the same place.
Oh, yes. Come on. But I get why people are uncomfortable. I get why people are uncomfortable with that, because it's because of how we've been conditioned and how we've grown up within the church. Even Jean says, I have conflicted views on psychics, but she's making valid points. I wish I had this viral video where they talk about all the different ways that we refer to a higher source, a God, a Allah. And like the fight isn't over what we call the fight isn't over. Oh my God, I wish I can remember this word for word. But basically, it's not a fight about what it is or its true existence. We're fighting over what we call it. We're fighting over what we call it. Let me get some of these comments that I saved while we were watching this clip from the Amanda Seals and Club Shay Shay interview. Pretty Black Girl says, I'm a senior HR manager, and I was definitely going to come in on this. A lot of people struggle when they have a transition from a peer to a leader. You can't have a hands-off approach. It's so true. Shout out to all the HR managers that follow me. Please make yourself known in the live chat or in the replay crew. I love the fact that you guys, because you guys are a resource for me as well, because sometimes I forget stuff. Royalty says, sorry, I think Amanda Seals is the problem. She has a long reputation that is less than favorable. Just because you can pontificate, love that word, speak in cursive, yes, don't make you right. I love, and look, please understand, this review of this is not to be on any other side, because you know I twerk on the fence religiously, all right? And I do appreciate people that have their own opinions about the Amanda Seals of it all. But I implore you to think, does your opinion on Amanda Seals based off of something that she has said that you have heard yourself, or what people have said about her that might be media driven? Just think about that. It might be something that she said. And again, it's okay to disagree with people. Again, our community doesn't always agree with me, and you guys will tell me, okay? And I know it's hard to believe. Not everybody likes me either.
Lies, the lie.
Dr. Payne, thank you so much for another super chat. Dr. Payne says, I was super curious why Issa didn't intervene. Publicist should have handled it better. I'm twerking on a fence now. Her publicist could have been a bully. I have to say, all the publicists that I've dealt with, not all, the ones that I used to work with consistently with during the Kempire radio days, Black women publicists have been nothing but fantastic and are still a source of wisdom on how to move in this business. So shout out to them. Look, shout out to them. Okay. Simone, Michelle, shout out to them. Always been nothing but a great resource and supportive to me. All right. Yes, Jessica, we love our therapist as well. Therapist here, I would love to provide insight on. Please feel free to call in as well. If you're a member of the channel, we have dropped the call-in link for those that want to share their thoughts on anything that we discussed. Let me see. Do we have anyone backstage? Oh, we do. We have some people backstage. Again, if you are a Team Kempire member, I just dropped the call-in link on the community tab so you can weigh in. You only have Thirsty 30 seconds, because it's Thirsty Thursday here on the channel. And don't forget, we will be posting the timestamps. I hope someone's keeping the timestamps, or I will post it later when I have a moment. All right. All right. So, oh, Kay says, ooh, Amanda is a Cancer. No wonder my Scorpio self understands her. And this leads us to the conversation of astrology. I had to mention what she mentioned in the interview, that particular point, because I thought it's something that people don't think about. And I don't think that people realize the reason why they have such a physical, emotional reaction to when we talk about astrology or we talk about psychics. There's a reason. There's conditioning that has been that has been passed down through our genetics, through slavery, all of that stuff, through religion and things like that. That's part of the reason why you're so uncomfortable with having an open mind. I'm not telling you to believe it, but having an open mind about it, okay? Again, this was 3 hours, over 3 hours of content. There's no way that we could go through every single nitty-gritty part of what was said in this interview. I know that there's so much that's being discussed on social media. Maybe we will revisit it at a later date, but I thought it was a great, Great conversation. Do I think that Shannon was the best interviewer for it? No, I don't think he was the worst. We've seen some terrible interviewers. I mean, I think a lot of things didn't necessarily go over his head. But it's fine. I like the fact that she had this huge platform to share her perspective, though. All right? All right. There are more stories that I wanted to talk about.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.